Okay, so I'm just saying, you have people who will pay you interest. I'm just saying, if you guys don't want to. We just do not agree silently,
mm-hmm.
which in my book is the same as consent.
That's because we can't show these rules.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, some people don't believe that.
My own counselor won't disagree with it.
Your own counselor also, you need to talk to your own counselor about your own relationship to your own. And you don't threaten me on it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious with all the men to protect that.
Mm-hmm.
She can do that. Okay? That's your most important statement, right? You don't think that your mom would respect because your mom doesn't know what you said. And
oh,
that's how you get to the bar.
I'm
just saying. Okay? So you're going to have to build a different sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense? I'm not trying to find what you talked to about your versus her. But whatever it is, it's true.
What's the thing about the opinion? I don't want to know my connection. I mean, I don't even ask her for me. I didn't ask her for my car. She didn't buy my car. My father bought my car.
But I'm saying, it's coming across.
Mm-hmm.
Not that way. Yeah.
Well, and how will she get that idea out of her
head? Yeah, I don't for sure. Right?
People piss me off.
Okay.
That's why I go in and beat my cat in my room.
It's not worth it for them. Right?
And people, they come in, they talk for 5 minutes, and they put a damn evaluation on your head.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations. You now know the game. Right? Hello.
So, if I'm going up, you might.
You have to be told by your brains.
More than that, you do.
No, more than that, I'm fine. Oh, that's very good.
I don't came in and talked to you the other night. You sat here and talked. And it wasn't about me being a bitch.
People work well together. Did I say anything? Okay. That's not them, are you?
No.
So I'm just saying, I think it would have to have been talked about. Okay? I mean, that's my personal opinion. I pushed them last week to say, look, if you're going to do it, do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not true. I mean, I don't know. I'm
not bullshitting around with me.
No, that's not true. You don't care. It's like words the other night. I don't hear you. Can I make so much noise down the hall? I said, shut up, watch your music up. They didn't shut up, might as well down the hall hear me. Simple.
I wasn't here.
You missed it. I said, shut up, you guys, I'll turn your music off. Bang, bang, boom, boom, whistle, whistle.
Yes, it starts and turns it off.
Yeah, they didn't expect it, right?
Uh-huh.
But they were quiet, man. I said, mm-hmm. If you're quiet, I'll tell Mr. Bishop to turn it on when he comes back. He was in the kitchen doing details.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. But they didn't expect it. They didn't know what was next.
They were scared to death. That's what they were.
For me?
Yeah, those boys are scared easily. They sit down there and say, well, I'm going to keep you back and now it's going to be more. You're like, this morning, you got $20 and like PE and Sterling and Richard and all these, you know, the big guys buying on. So I said, no, I'm going to have to kick their asses today because they're going to get their energy. And I turned around and threw it out past the hospital for this. They were all doing, you know, buying and Richard on the same thing. And I said, you guys think you're so damn tough, huh?
They're scared of buying.
And I go, Mark Taylor, I don't think any of those come with anybody's ass money or anything with yours.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you guys just better stop because you're very damn, and what you were talking about how damn tough you are. And Kathy looked at me in the video, and Richard looked at me and said, ooh, she's pissed. And Barney goes, and Barney goes, yeah, I think she is. And he goes, why don't you shut up for a while? I said, well, shit, you guys act so damn immature. I said, go ahead. I said, fight one of these guys. I'll get to knock you on your ass.
Well, I remember the little fight we had. We were out there and we had to fight one of them.
Yes.
You see how easy it was there, Jeff?
Yes.
Walking between them. What happened? They stop all of a sudden.
Well, I told him, I said, some of the guys probably leave their asses. I said, because that might come in small packages. And Mr. Ford walked up there with a meeting. He said, and the rest of the game, not one of those guys said no damn thing to each other. They didn't say nothing. And afterwards, Richard, you know, he goes, good speech, please. Hey, all right. And then they all just kind of like this all day too, and they just kind of like this. And I just looked at him and went, just like, you didn't even let me bet. Because they don't, because I know that, I know a couple guys that probably knocked a couple of them on the left.
Probably, or for sure.
For sure.
Right.
I mean, because they can't find that though. It's a thing. Come on, buddy, you know. But really, if it came right down to it, they wouldn't fight.
They don't want
to. And then they're damn well
they want to. And they can say they want to because they know they can.
So they stand up there and they threaten each other, and they try and they really just make them look stupid because you know you wouldn't fight. Well, they might, but, you know, they don't very often. I mean, this place is. But
you're just learning that, right?
I'm just saying a lot more. I'm talking to you. That pisses me off.
What?
That all this shit can go on like that.
Oh, heck, you guys talk about us.
It was Mrs. Mack the other night who kept bringing up the boys. She sat there and said, your whole problem's with the boys. And we'd get back off that subject and start talking about the girls. And then when we were finished talking, she'd go, well, the whole problem now is the boys. And she's the one that kept bringing that up, the boys. And we were talking about the girls. And she kept saying, I still say your whole problem is the boys. And then she'd get started on the conversation. So how in the hell are you supposed to get out of it? She brings it up to us talking to you about it.
No. Can you just be sure you don't get out of something bigger than that? Fine. Are you looking back in the room? Maybe I'll look at the time of that. Write the instructions down or something. Because it would be good that you had something to do with yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since it felt like.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could just start mapping and knowing my own thing.
No, but I'm just saying, I'll see if I can work
with that. Yeah.
So it would look good, right?
Right. Sit down and let me know if you know.
That wouldn't interest
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you like stress when you can get more stuff out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that's
what I don't say nothing down the way.
Okay. And wait, okay. You do compare to other kids, no? Kathy gets nothing. Right? Who's a typical kid that comes in the house? Doesn't have any kind of
thing.
I see what time it is going on. not going to get my little blank on it. Last time I got chewed out.
What am I doing so late? Oh, just shitting the bowl.
She took it more seriously, but we didn't hear that.
Then I'll start.
No.
Or we were just going to change TV. And just kind of
no.
Wasn't that a sneaky way to let the manipulation in this moment?
Yes.
I know, my darling, just broke a string. My tears flooded the river.
So I'm going to be told by 5 o'clock tomorrow?
For you, you should be.
I better be.
I would think you would be fine. Because it would have to have clearance of the sea trees. And there isn't going to be. And it's not going to get there.
You know, I wish you were for me.
You do. Yeah, you do it all. One's out front. I really have people out front.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Because you can change out front people's views. Right? But people need to
set their minds.
No, it's the people who are. People who are in the wrong place say many things to the many people, right? But they don't know what they're talking about. Like, oh yeah, I'm this horrible kid that you have to do this. But they're the very ones who have to remember what it says you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd really like to, you know, some people say, I'd really like to change it. But they're the ones who are up here.
Right.
Okay, now that's okay if they admit to it. I said, look, yeah, you're acting like a little fun for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hate to do it, but if you're going to act that way, that's what's going to happen. Well, that's okay. But when they come along and pull you in that, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have somebody who obviously has the wrong view of somebody and has facts to support it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather shoot their facts than have them not change their mind.
Well, I'm just, Miss Edwards has not talked to her at all. I don't know if she's talked to her.
Just do it carefully.
Oh, I will.
Because see, otherwise you're going to get it on the label of manipulating your condition.
Well, my counselor don't know nothing, though. I mean,
I'm not quoting you, and you're not quoting me.
Okay. Whether or not you know your student, you have a family counselor. It's fine. But where's the test card? Well, nothing, no way, because, you know, it was just my mom and I, and I want somebody to come out and say, hey, did you find out anything new about going home? And you're finding new things for it, or for your mom, or finding anything inside of you, you know,
there's a lot of stuff.
Well, I knew the answer to the question.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I want somebody to sit down and say, hey, tell me what's going on.
I mean, like, if you were my kid, right? I'd say, look, you've got a two-way relationship with your mom. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Just from, I'm not going to do anything anywhere else, right?
Mm-hmm.
You love her, part of you, and all the positive stuff, right? Because you're a lot of life in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another part of you treats her good and resents her less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah. Some present, some past, is what I would say.
Resentment is in the past.
Well, I'm just saying, but there's a resentment now that hasn't been your past.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that there's a conflict. Okay, I'm saying that's a standard.
Well, the whole thing is, see, she knows what that conflict is, and I know what that conflict is. And there's nothing
for
I
Margaret?
Can do about it. No, I'm talking about mom.
Oh.
Miss Edwards, you know, is here.
But she won't say nothing about it, and mom won't say nothing about it. And I'm too young to say anything about it myself.
Too young?
I can't make my decision about it. I mean, it's a resentment. I resent something she did that I didn't want to happen, but it had happened just kind of anyway. Right? I didn't have no say-so in the situation. And I resent her for being that too. Then I couldn't take it.
No.
And I understand.
Right.
I was young. She did something and I didn't want her to do. You know, we've arranged my whole life. And I didn't want that to happen. And I'm doing it for her. You
know. Well, I'm sure of
that. She said, you
know. No, seriously, why don't you? If that's, I mean, I know that sounds easy to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, why don't you just bring it up? I mean, weather's beautiful and mom will. No, I mean, I know that's sounding casual that way. But I'm sure if you're good enough to deal with. If that, whatever, I still
have. I have thought of that, but it won't be discussed.
Huh.
I said it's nothing I can help.
You believe that?
Well,
yes and no.
In ways down and in ways down. She did something I've never did before, no matter what. Because I wouldn't be in a position I'm in. You understand, do you?
I'm dense tonight. I mean, I was told by Kathy I was dense tonight, so maybe you're proving it to me.
Okay, I'll tell you what it was, all right?
Okay.
She took me out of the church, and I didn't know.
It would be hard to talk about.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know for
it. Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to figure it
out. Oh, I know I wouldn't. I wouldn't have a chance.
What?
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't even wonder. I wouldn't even have a temptation. Like I, you know. Now I have, more or less my life was, you know, certain set, you know,
certain security.
Yeah, and it was a pattern, you know. And then when I get out and I have all this freedom, I don't know how to handle it. I've just got all this time in my life. And different people to associate with. Different, I don't know, I grew up in this one, you know, this one thing, and then I get to associate with different people. And
which have different
views
patterns.
Are different from mine, and it's hard to handle.
That sort of surprised me, too.
I thought it would, and that's why I was afraid to say it.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
No, what?
I don't know.
It surprises me because I think that you're a good buddy with the one that she was. Ron the Shuler is very prejudiced too, I think. Our kids in here. Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh. Maybe not. I mean, I'm saying.
I wasn't that good. You know.
No.
Just in here, you know.
Okay, you know, you lose still about it, right?
Yeah. But in the fast way of this. And I'm like, how hard I'll try. It won't dry my mind. It's too much of a big part of my life.
Yeah, but how do you deal with that? You know, I have to be in this situation.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've thought of, I mean, I've thought it out. I'm really sure I can. And in different ways, yeah, I can forget it. But when it comes right down to it, I can't. Even in time, I know. got it from you. And he's been around for years, and he's moved already. And I still have it.
I can't put myself in this situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm too old, nothing else,
mm-hmm.
right? And I wasn't raised, you know. But I think the hardest thing would be to think of my service to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know, I'm not trying to prove it. I'm just saying,
yeah.
In my head, I think that, what was the letter? Okay, which is about the age that you're trying to sell the cheap thing to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just
not out of deciding.
Yeah, but I'm saying generally, that's the age that kids are starting to decide, do I really believe?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, I mean, this is all my psychology,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
You should have 1964.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that you're supposed to be deciding what you think about the world, and the way you do is to watch people. At that age, people are very observant and very good at inquiry. Almost as good as the little tiny kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think it would be very hard to see one thing. Say, I'm part of the church, and then another.
Mm-hmm.
And have no way to check it out. Because I don't think you want to go and check out.
I don't. I have to sit back and wonder about everything.
Yeah. I think that would be very painful.
You know, I was happy for whatever you do. I was really happy. I wonder. It's not really much I can do. I mean.
No.
Not really. Nothing really.
No, and I'm just saying you're in a very bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's too many unanswered stuff.
It would have been my choice. It wouldn't have happened in the first place.
But it wasn't your choice.
Well, I didn't know about it in the first place.
That's what I never asked to do.
I mean, I was told that, I was told that it was ordered that I leave the state if you want. There were certain things that were going on. And then I would return. And then 2 years later, I found out, it was the other church. It was a certain thing. And then it took me on. I started learning the word things. With this little tiny bitty things here and there. And I still love it to this day. You know, is it a bunch of bullshit on this side of this side of this one? And I got to wonder. Because I'll probably get 2 separate views of people.
Well, okay, that's right. You would, mm-hmm. right? But that's where I've got the confidence to say you've got to do some research. I'm not trying, I say this to anybody on any subject, right?
Mm-hmm.
My sort of trip is okay. Everybody sees someone through their own. It's like that story I told you about the elephant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody sees things in a little picture, big picture, or whatever. Right? But if one person, if you were hearing the reports about the elephant from the 6 blind people, you would be able to put it together, right? And none of the people were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what they saw. And my trip is like, I examined the other side. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, you've seen me enough in here to know that, right?
Right.
And I'll come out and do things I'm not supposed to do. I'll tell you what certain staff is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fine, because I think that's the right thing to do. I don't think it's fair for kids to be chill.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what can happen. You come in as a pretty little blonde girl who shouldn't be in here to get certain people in your mind, right? Because you've got too much going for it. Or you don't have everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
But just there. It's all right. You said you have to. I'm not that far over me. Okay. So I'm just saying, my trick is you check it out. And then you put the things together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying man or man or what, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know it's a touchy subject for me to comment on. Okay. But I'm just saying, if you think somebody's done something, they should do or shouldn't do.
Yes.
And if you're hung up on the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Part of your being in trouble so much is a hell of a lot of insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Part of your screwing around so much is you're in kind of a room. What are you doing? Are you trying to forget? Are you trying to forget present past? You know, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Are you screwing around for love?
Mm-hmm.
Affection? I mean, a lot of it is back to the basic mind. So in a very long at some point, I'm not saying right now,
yeah.
But there's nothing.
I'm a little
more
these days.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Find a way.
Okay. Let's figure out a way. But I'm saying, if people are on with the Seder, then they don't mind the question. Right? I mean, they've answered. I'm not saying I'm not going to go to either side if you want to.
Yeah.
I don't really see it as a side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people are very paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
I even debated talking to your mom and saying, you're going to be with everything I've ever read on. I debated doing that. Pretty interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I just have to contribute more of the paranoid. So I decided, no, I'm not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to put you in that because you're the ones that would have to do that. But I really wouldn't have to put you in that. That would be a clue. She would wonder why I thought that.
And that's the only reason that you know, like, you know, I realize, you know, I love you too. You know, of course, we're close, really. But when there's one big thing that hurts, I mean, it hurts me more than it pisses me off.
It can blind you.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. You know, to resolve.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what David tells me in that.
Can you go out there now and go to the bathroom? I know it's a bad time, right?
Yeah.
But I don't, as I say, I don't want to get caught in here with that time.
Do you mind? No, I know it's bad timing, but... Funny, Denise.
What? You seem to think.